Our next article is entitled The Humanity of the Nativity. It's written for us by John Potter, a content editor of the magazine. Its subtitle is, In His Christmas Book, Luther Emphasized the Story's Realism. If we'd lived in Bethlehem when Jesus was born, would we have believed that this newborn was actually God? Well, this is the question Martin Luther has asked in much of his writing on Christmas and Advent. And typically direct for Luther, the query reflects the concerns of humanity and doubt that permeated his work. The human, rather the miraculous aspects of the story, interested him, wrote Reformation scholar Roland Bainton in his introduction to Martin Luther's Christmas book. Luther, he says, was able to compose the incredulous reflections of Mary, Joseph, and the shepherds, and the wise men, because these were precisely the doubts with which he was wrestling. The virgin birth appeared to him to be a trivial miracle compared with the virgin's faith. First published in 1948 by Muhlenberg Press, Martin Luther's Christmas book collects 30 excerpts from Luther's sermons on the Nativity, translated and edited by Bainton. A 2017 gift edition from Augsburg Fortress includes illustrations by Luther's contemporaries and two Christmas carols written by Luther, including From Heaven Above, which he intended to not only be sung, but to be acted out as well. In these reflections, Luther consistently focuses on the human realism of the Nativity story. Catherine Kleinhans, Dean of Trinity Lutheran Seminary at Capital University in Columbus, says, "One of the things I appreciate is that Luther doesn't spiritualize the birth of Jesus. He recognizes that the birth of a baby, even the Christ child, involves pain and blood, and that the care of an infant, even the Christ child, can be dirty and smelly." As a husband and father, Kleinhans said, Luther is able to show a deep appreciation for the reality of Mary's experience giving birth with no midwife or water. She was flesh and blood and must have felt miserable, and Joseph too, that she was left in this way, all alone with no help, in a strange land, in the middle of winter, wrote Luther in his sermon on Nativity. Kleinhans added, he preaches about the fear and loneliness she must have felt while giving birth. The deep joy of giving birth to the Son of God, the Savior of the world, does not take away the pain and blood and work of labor, especially in less than ideal circumstances. Indeed, Luther argued, the difficult realities of the human experience are where God meets us through the Christ child. The crux of Luther's messages on Advent and Christmas is this: God comes down for us, said Mary Jane Hamig, Professor Emeritus of Church History at Luther Seminary in St. Paul. Consider each part. God is God in the flesh, who is in the manger. The loneliness of God offends human reason, but should not offend us. Come down. God does not demand that we ascend to heaven. Rather, God comes to us, into our lives, our situations, our sufferings. For us, God in Christ comes to do something for us. Christ is not simply an example. Rather, he actively changes our lives. In this way, Luther emphasized that we should feel comforted rather than alarmed by the notion of God joining us in our struggles. I would not have you contemplate the deity of Christ, the majesty of Christ, but rather his flesh, Luther wrote in Nativity. Look upon the baby Jesus. Divinity may terrify man. Inexpressible majesty will crush him. That is why Christ took on our humanity, save for sin, that he should not terrify us, but rather that with love and favor he should console and confirm. In these works, Luther cautioned his audience and us today not to think of ourselves as having transcended our humanity. If only I'd been there, how quickly would I have been helped to the baby? I would have washed his linen, he wrote in Nativity. You say that because you know how great Christ is. But if you had been there at that time, Would you have done no better than the people of Bethlehem? Why don't you do it now? You have Christ in your neighbor. In the Nativity, Luther identified a mission of living out the Christmas story all year by finding ways to care for those in need in our communities. God enters into these ordinary places and, in turn, sends us back into them, Hamick said, emphasizing Luther's doctrine of vocation. Luther's sermons are not primarily about motivating us to do something, she added. They are about announcing God's work, a work that frees us and carries us back into our ordinary vocations to serve God and neighbor in very ordinary ways.